The surge of the Omicron variant not only affecting people on the ground, but also those trying to get in the air to visit loved ones for the Christmas holiday. Hundreds of flight cancellations in the United States. United and Delta, two of the largest carriers, accounting for the most. United sending out these alerts to passengers. Your flight is canceled due to an increase in COVID cases, limiting crew availability.
We were really concerned last night when I saw on the news that they had canceled 100 flights, and I'm like, oh my God, we won't be able to get home. But luckily, we kept checking the flight status, got here, and everything was fine. So we were really grateful for that.
At New Jersey's Newark Liberty Airport, passengers mostly were trying to remain calm.
I'm a little bit worried about cancellation. So we see what happens. I hope my flight ain't canceled.
I got all the vaccines, three of them, and I got a mask. Nothing to worry about. We're ready to go. Nice. That's it. All good.
While Omicron is surging, so too is holiday travel. Officials say more than 2 million people passed through airport security screening in one day, more than pre-pandemic holiday travel in 2019. Airport workers say they are feeling it.
Just nonstop work. Other times, like, we get a long break. It's just nonstop work, nonstop.
Holiday season.
Yes, holiday. It's crazy. I never knew it was like this.
Aside from the check-in counters, the longest lines at Newark Airport were at the COVID testing facility. And airlines in the U.S. are already starting to cancel more flights for the days ahead.
And with the Omicron variant not expected to peak for at least another couple weeks, it likely will mean more canceled flights, especially if the flight attendants and pilots who operate them continue to get infected. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, Newark, New Jersey.